Heyo, Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Big news, boys.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it? What is it?
Big news right here. Top of the show. I'm getting married.
I knew it. I've been calling that for a long time.
I'm kidding. Somebody go pick up Lady K. And wherever the hell she is, the Carolinas or whatnot. All right, here we go.
The Carolinas.
Can I get some more of my headphones, please? Welcome to the show, everybody.
I like today's hat.
Thank you very much. It's actually the hat from last week, just backwards, but it kind of makes me look like a chef.
I thought it was a do-rag.
How's that?
You thought it was a do-rag? Yes, do-rag. It's fine lip. Thank you very much for yelling. How's that? How's your headphones now, Corey? All right, limping out the gate. All right, folks, it is time. Number one.
Making fun of me?
No. Yes. So last week, we threw out the fact that we wanted to do the mail sack. And
M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L
just
sack.
Just a reminder.
And unfortunately, the mail sack was a little light this week.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's not good.
So either
loves us.
So either nobody loves us or no one has any questions.
Maybe they did snail mail and it's still on its way.
Oh, I didn't check the P.O. box. This is why we
it's
need
probably it. Packed and overflowing.
This is why we need interns, because I don't remember to do all this.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do a pie opening and I went to one store when I know darn well that pie was available at other stores and I just didn't go.
You went to Wally World, huh?
I did go to Wally World.
Oh, you messed up.
You benefited from it, too, because, yes, I got the rotisserie chicken that Orly introduced to us that I panned on the show. And, yes, it was okay. So shut up.
I like how I shared my chicken. And then when I pull up to the studio, I see Lip throwing out his
Lip
empty chicken.
Lip didn't save you nothing.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough to save.
He said, screw you, Orly.
And I shared my popcorn.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get in that body of the show. But we're going to get to these few little letters that we got, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to open up the Fat Guy Radio Show mail sack. First of all, let me thank everybody for sending condolences for my Grammy Oli that passed away a few weeks back. There was a lot of people saying, hey, sorry for your loss. Thank you guys very much for that. Our first letter says, dear Corey, are you excited for the Disney live-action Jungle Book movie set to come out in April of this year? Taylor in Gaithersburg, Virginia. Yes, I am, Taylor. I mentioned that probably 3 months ago, right? I think, Lip, about 3 months ago.
Talked about I was here because I don't remember.
Yeah, so Jungle Book is one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
And I love the movie, too. And I know all the words to, you know, Bare Necessities and all of that. And so I'm really excited about it. And it comes out the day before my birthday, April 15th.
So are you telling us you want us to take you for your birthday?
No, I'm going to go myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go myself.
Telling us you don't want us to go with you?
Again.
Right. Right.
Again.
Yeah, again. Yeah, we'll get into that because I might want to do a mandate this weekend.
Okay.
To see 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yes, Taylor, I am aware and excited for the live action Jungle Book movie that is coming out in April. Hi, Corley. And Philippius, I just recently started listening to the show and I'm new to internet radio. Can you explain to me your show layout? Yolanda in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know what she means by show layout, like how the show flows.
Maybe. Or how do we Sometimes people ask, how do you know what you're going to talk about? Maybe she means that.
Yeah, well, the show, Fat Guy Radio Show, what we like to tell people, especially when I meet people on the road and I give them a business card and I invite them to listen to the show, I always tell them, hey, you know, we are an escape. You know, we're a 75-minute escape from reality. You know, listen to us and our funny stories, and we cover news, and it's a hot talk show is how the broadcast people would put it. It's all hot talk, meaning that there is no formula. There are not that there isn't a formula. There isn't like we're not in a box where you're only going to hear about sports, or you're only going to hear about personal stories, or you're going to only hear about inside stories. No, we cover it all.
We mix it up.
Yeah, we completely mix it up. So, like, the flow of the show, like, the organization of the show is, like, right now you're listening to what we classify as the vignette, which is, like, the little short 10-minute opening of the show, where we do, like, little weird things or taste tests or something like that. Then we start the real show with the big, huge, you know, professional opening and so forth. And then we get into, you know, segments of the show. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And also by hot talk, it means if you're listening, you're going to be hot.
Yeah, you're going to definitely be hot.
Especially if you're in Arizona. Because this is not the spring break.
No, it's not the spring break
destination.
So hopefully, Yolanda, that helped you out. If you need more details, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook.
Corley at Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, guys, do you ever plan on doing a show in San Diego, California? You mentioned it a long time ago, but nothing ever happened. San Diego needs you. Don't let Adam Carolla scare you away from California. Opal in San Diego, California. Is Adam Carolla really that big in California as far as his podcast?
He used to be on where I used to live.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like
syndication
huge.
Radio though, or is
oh yeah, he was
podcast?
Radio. He was radio when I was.
See, he is the you know, the king of internet radio. But I would love to do a show. I think we did mention that a while back, Lip, about going out to Ocean Beach, California.
He does his show like on stages and stuff. I think he takes it live.
Yeah, he does.
He was here in town one time.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely.
So if somebody has a stage that wants to let us borrow, we no, could.
See, I'd be afraid of that, Orly, because we get that stage. It'd be 500 seats out there, and we'd be looking at your wife, your two kids, and my little brother sitting out there. And then I'd be suicidal by the end of that show because there'd be nobody there. It would be horrible. I would love to do a show in San Diego. And I think the reason why the original idea fell apart is because we were trying to make friends with Ocean Beach Hotel. And they told us to go screw.
Oh.
Yeah, they want nothing to
well,
do
then
with
screw
it.
San Diego.
Yeah, well, not until I'm there next week. All right. Dear Fat Guy Radio Show, we get this question all the time. Who is Lady K? You reference this all the time. Is she your wife or your mother? Israel in Tempe, Arizona.
She's in between.
She's both. She's both. Lady K is P1. And people ask me all the time, what the hell does P1 mean? P1 is an old broadcast term where if you had a certain active audience, they were considered P1 audience. They were your most interactive. They were the ones that you knew were going to support your sponsors. They were the ones that you knew were going to listen to you. They were going to show up at any of your live events. So we kind of pillaged that term P1 from the broadcast world. Well, Lady K is a listener that just not only listened to the show, but she's very interactive on the show. She openly supports everything that the show does as far as all the sponsors, Amazon, Halo 6. And she's even gone as far as like doing a couple of intros and a couple of drops for us as far as like our breaks in and out. We have Lady K. So we'll pause that music. She does. This is Lady K.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
So she does these. She did
and
these
now,
for us.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
And she's got that southern drawl, so it makes. And then, of course, at the opening of every show, you hear her jingle, and this is all Lady K.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And we've always wanted one of those. So Lady K is just a very integral part of the show, and it all began with Lady K from a Gavin DeGraw feature that we did a while back. So that's who Lady K is.
She's our friend till the end.
She is the number one. And if you want to know how to become, PJ is coming up in the ranks.
PJ
is coming up in the ranks as far as
I had to pay him to listen, but it's all right.
That's hurtful. We have the same thing we have to do to Philippians. Got to pay him to listen. So that's who Lady K is. Lady K is just she's a super number one listener. So if you want to know how to get into the inner workings, and she gets a little extra perk. She gets a little more of a detailed inside look to the show, you know. So yeah, so she's not our wife and she's not our mother, contrary to some blogs out there. All right.
So if you want to be P1, do what she does, but you'll never surpass her.
Yeah, reach out to her. She's on Twitter. Dear Corey, Orly, and Philippians, if you guys could have any guest on the show, who would it be and why? Matthew in Houston, Texas.
Ooh.
Lip, who would you want to have on the show?
Nobody, really? Nobody, because it's too damn hot in here.
you want Wally back on right now?
No.
All right.
It's all right. So, question.
You wouldn't want anybody, no guests on the show? There's no car enthusiast out there? You wouldn't like that gearhead guy?
Gearhead Richard Rawlings?
Yeah, whoever that is.
From Gas Monkey Garage?
Yeah, Gas Monkey. Gas Monkey. That funky monkey. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having him here so he could give me like a tour of his garage.
If he's here, how is he going to tour his garage?
He's
going to
take me back.
He's going to take you back.
Yeah.
So you want somebody to come here and rescue you from the show?
From this hot studio, yeah.
Are you going to say, take me home tonight?
I just want to let you go into the city light. Hi, me. Orly, who would you have as an interview?
I'm gonna go sports, and I'm gonna say Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda, isn't he doing like muscle relaxer commercials now?
He might.
Is he? Yeah,
I don't know.
Muscle relaxer.
Getting old, so maybe his muscles are just relaxing on their own. I don't know.
I still am chasing the one dream, which is Zach Braff. From Scrubs.
Okay.
I would love to have Zach Braff on the show. We almost had Bill Lawrence on the show, the creator of Scrubs. And then he, right before he launched the Ladies in Cleveland or whatever that other show is.
Yeah.
He got busy with that and kind of just brushed us off.
What's his friend's name on the show?
Donald Faison?
Yeah. Do you like that guy?
Yeah. We've had him on the show.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to tell you, my buddy, his name is Chris Oko. He looks just like him, so I could bring him on the show and just pretend it's him.
Yeah, we've talked to Donald years ago.
Yeah.
We've had Sean Buchholz, a very good friend of mine and dear listener and supporter of the show as well. Sean Buchholz, who played Cabbage on Scrubs.
Cabbage.
He was the one that did the little monkey thing.
Cabbage hair.
But I would love to have Zach Braff. That would be one of my dream interviews. All right. And finally, what is the latest with Corey's dad's Prius? Does he have the new bank robbing Prius? Love the show. Opog in Glendale. Orly, this is, predates you, but my dad's Prius became a character on the show because he would literally get a new Prius every year. I don't know how it was, but...
Don't they last forever? Why would you need a new one every year?
No, they don't last forever because here's the thing that people don't realize about Priuses. When you buy a Prius, you have to... Those batteries run out. And to replace those batteries is pretty much the full price of the car.
Jeez.
It's almost $20,000 to $25,000. The former owner of TML, the music, what is it called?
TML.
The Music Life Apparel. She had one and got rid of it because when she had to replace her battery, it was like literally buying the car again.
So you just pick it up. Crumble it and throw it in the trash.
Yeah, you pick it up. Pick it up and crumble and throw it in the trash. But yeah, my dad is still the Prius. Yes, he has a 2016 Prius. So I was able to test drive it, and it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. It is not as fast as the Super Bowl.
I call shenanigans.
You know, dude, that car.
You don't drive on 16.
No, let me tell you why it's slow.
You drove a 2016.
He has a 2016 Prius. Let me tell you why it's slow.
Tell me to send a picture right now.
Because it is still the time that it takes for that engine to switch from electric to gas is the delay that I'm talking about. That's the delay where you mash the pedal and the engine has to say, oh, he wants more torque. He wants more speed. I got to switch from electric to gas. And those are the moments that makes the car slow. Now, once it gets in the gas, it gets up and goes better than his 2014 and 2015 version did. But it still takes that moment to switch over. That's the delay that I've been mentioning this whole entire time.
So if you robbed the bank, jumped in it to take off, as you're waiting for it to accelerate, the police would pull you
over. Police are there.
But if you had it set up right where the guy's sitting in the car ready, he could be revving the engine so it's ready to go.
He could come flying down the road and you jump in just in time.
He'd be revving.
Slow motion.
He'd be revving a battery.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because when the RPMs go up, that's when the gas kicks in.
So how long does that battery last, you said?
I don't know. My dad switches them out every year.
Well, probably because he had his first one for a couple years. And it
and
was...
how he got a 2016 used, I don't know. It's like somebody bought it and then took it back.
Well, I think after so many miles, it's considered used.
400 miles is when he got it.
So people test drive it and they're like, and then he buys it.
So a year, when he leaves the dealership, he doesn't have to put gas in it until it's done. So he gets rid of it. He's like, because they're good on gas, right?
No, they're not.
What?
I've driven his Prius to Tucson to do a shoot for After the Levels, and that thing got the same gas mileage as my Hondas.
I feel like it's false advertisement because they make it seem like
it
like you fill it up and then like two months later, it's like, you know, I'm a quarter of a tank. I might as well fill up again.
Absolutely not. But Lip, you still think it has, you still think that I'm shenanigans? You still call it shenanigans?
I'm calling it.
Nah, dude. That. Priuses suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Tonight we'll be taking a look at the pros and cons of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Pro, it's a day to celebrate the life of the Irish. Con, and the death of the liver. It's very interesting. Yeah. Liver's overrated.
Yeah. Livers, you don't need it.
Pro, it's about much more than drinking. Con, it's about drinking much more. You see what he's saying?
That's the pro. That's the point.
Pro, you can go to an Irish pub and try authentic Irish cuisine. Con, or you can just stay at home and boil a sock. I mean, that's not the greatest food. I'm Irish. I can
greatest
say
people.
I can say that. Hey, yeah.
I can't say it.
I like
you can
it.
Say it.
What is it that you got there? I'll make it. What is it?
I got a potato.
Oh, I'll boil it.
Okay.
What else
steak.
You got? What's that?
Steak. Filet mignon.
No, you got any? Just say
corned
beef. Oh,
cabbage?
Oh, yeah, just boil it. What else you got
beef.
There? What's that?
Corned beef.
Corned beef, I got a great idea.
What?
Have you tried boiling it?
Where do you live? What's that?
What was it like, oatmeal?
Yeah, let's
boil it. You boil it! You take the egg, you boil it, and you take the oatmeal, you boil it, the corned beef, you boil it, and the cabbage, and you boil it. And finally, pro, St. Patrick's Day means spring is just around the corner. Con, so is a puddle of vomit. So be careful where you step.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Ooh, ooh.
Look like you're having little convulsions over there with your neck.
Oh, it changed key somehow. I don't know. All right, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads here in Studio G, deciding whether or not to let Richard Simmons out of the closet. Wait, he's already out of the closet, isn't he?
Yeah,
we're gonna
think. And if not,
he is now. We're your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In Car Aha Radio app, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. And we are doing it again. I've already made two.
What are
phone
we doing?
Calls.
What
two
doing?
Phone calls this past week. The Halo Cigs promotion, where if you buy Halo Cigs and you send us a copy of your receipt, Corey Blaze himself will call you on his personal cellular device to tell you thank you. And I am such a horrible person that I forgot to write the names of the people that are called. But one was a dude and the other one was a dude. So dude and dude, thank you.
It worked out perfect.
I'm a horrible person. But today's show is sponsored by Halo Cigs, the brainchild of B2B Radio Network, along with everybody, has the giveaway of all giveaways. You know how much I love Halo Cigs. I have it right here. And quite honestly, during the opening segment, I was refilling my e-liquid. And of course, my e-liquid of choice is Sub-Zero. And my product of choice is the Triton Tank System, which I love. And I have the variable voltage battery. Halo Cigs is premium electronic cigarette. They are not a former tobacco company turned e-cigs, folks. No, they are not. Who they are and what they are is that they specialize in transitioning the smokers of traditional tobacco products over to electronic cigarettes. Look, folks, we know that traditional tobacco products is full of tar, carcinogens. They drive our kids and neighbors crazy. You don't want to have traditional tobacco products. You can't smoke anywhere on earth anyway. If you try, you can't smoke in restaurants, you can't smoke in bars. And I'm telling you, I've been smoking just electronic cigarettes solely. When I encounter somebody who has smoked, who is smoking cigarettes, it drives me insane. It bothers me now. I can vape all day, and I've been really good at my day job by sneaking into the bathroom and being able to vape, and nobody knows that I'm in there vaping. So, be like me. Switch over to electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby, and we are really happy to have Halo 6 as a proud partner to Fat Guy Radio Show. Yay! All right, folks, welcome to the show. Joined by Orly over there and Philippius on the ones and fours. And we are ready to go once again, folks. It's a great show. Of course, as in the opening mentioned, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Right? Yes. Yeah, the 17th of March.
I was thinking it's like the 25th.
The Green Beer Festival.
Yeah, and we are all ready here in America to become what they call plastic patties.
Plastic patties? What is a plastic
patty? A plastic patty is someone that fakes like they're Irish just for St. Patrick's Day.
Does that mean just wearing a green shirt, or does that mean like you actually say, oh, I'm Irish?
It's just participating in anything that is St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
They classify it as a plastic patty because none of us are really Irish.
No.
Yeah, think about it.
They call us that like from Ireland, they'll call us.
Yeah. From true, traditional, original Irish people will call you people from Ireland, not people that are descendants of Irish people. True Irish people.
Irish.
How I make that.
Is it an insult?
I don't think it's an insult because we are plastic patties.
Okay. I thought it was like calling you like a studio gangster.
No, it's like calling you a bandwagoning Cardinals fan.
Oh.
Sorry, man. Lip. Sorry about that.
Hey, I give him props. He's still wearing his hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
No bandwagon.
You are from Mexico and you are cheering for Arizona. I'm not going to get into it. It's all about
Mexico.
The Cardinals played in Mexico like last year, though, or a few years ago, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They only went down there for the side items. Avocados from Mexico. That's fine. So, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Here's the thing. Why is it even a real holiday?
I don't know.
Ireland is...
What did Ireland have to do with America? What did Ireland do?
It's an excuse to drink for people.
Who needs an excuse to drink?
Like Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I only celebrate Cinco de Mayo, of course, for the condiments. Avocados from Mexico. I love dipping my chips in it.
Is that all you like dipping in it?
Yes. Allegedly.
No, it's a reason to drink for people, and it's a reason to get specials. So restaurants and bars are like, hey, St. Patty's Day, come celebrate with us. We're going to have these great specials. It's a way for them to make money.
Now, there is a great Irish restaurant, pub and bar, if that's what it's called. In downtown Phoenix called O'Malley's. Been there a couple of times. It's really cool, Orly, because they have a balcony up top, and I'm sure somebody at some point tomorrow is going to fall off that balcony to their death on Camelback Road in downtown Phoenix. But it's a really great, and you go in there and you can get traditional Irish food.
Like what
is Irish food? I was going to say.
That's potatoes.
That's it.
Anything that's boiled.
So you go to McDonald's and get potatoes.
You get corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah,
is an Irish dish.
Is a beer rock Irish?
I don't know. I know that all the beers are green.
Yeah,
I can tell you this right now. The traditions that America, I don't know if they do this in Ireland. Somebody can tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show if this is a tradition in Ireland. But the whole thing about when we were in school, if you didn't wear green, you got pinched.
Yes.
I dare somebody to pinch me because I'm wearing purple tomorrow.
Is that a dare? Like, because you really want
that's
to
that's a dare.
You?
If someone comes up and pinches me, I'm a grown ass man, dog. Let me come up pinching me because I didn't
what
wear no,
do?
No damn. I'm going to punch you in your face.
You ain't do nothing.
I'm going to punch you in the eye. Don't come up to me trying to pinch me because I ain't got no damn green or I ain't Irish.
I'm personally going to come to your house just to pinch you now.
You can bring it, Sister Mary, and I will knock your face off.
You ain't do nothing.
You ain't going to pinch me.
You punch so slow, I'll be able to dodge it five times.
I'm going to pinch you. You ain't gonna pinch me. Where did that tradition even start?
I don't know.
Oh, gee, you don't wear the green. I'm gonna come over. I'm gonna pinch you. No!
What about slick bugs?
That's stupid too.
I bet you the pinch thing went away in schools though. You know, like everything else has. I bet you can't pinch anymore.
Yeah, you can't even teach in school anymore.
You're probably not supposed to wear green in school anymore.
Nah, I could just see someone now, a teacher walk up and pinch a kid, and then that kid's parents end up suing the school. That teacher ends up on the side of the road, and you know, their whole life is over because they pinched them because the kid wasn't wearing
green. Oh, yeah, some pervy
teacher doesn't like the kid. He probably pinched them really hard and rip the skin off.
Now, you know, we all had that pretty little teacher back in school where, you know, we were like hoping that she would pinch
or this. Some pervy guy teacher that's like, hey kids, I didn't wear green, come pinch me.
Hey, that's me. That's me. I run around with all black in school.
Purple.
Like, hey, pinch me. I got a lot to pinch. I don't know where that came from.
Hey, pinch me here. That's my nipple.
Yeah. Pinch my nipple. Twist it.
Why is Corey pinching himself?
Oh, I do pinch myself. No one pinches.
Is he pinching his belly button?
But I don't know where the whole pinching thing came from. But whatever you're going to do tomorrow, folks, just be really freaking safe about it. Well, you got any plans? I mean, you're hosting folks right now in Casa La Orly.
I think spring training, maybe.
Spring training.
Yeah, nothing special.
Thank you, Lady K.
You're not going to the beach?
Lady K just volunteered to pinch. I will not share what she would pinch, but she volunteered to pinch me.
It's going to be hard to pinch a light switch.
Yeah, it is. No,
he's got an innie, and I'm not talking about his belly button.
he got the Audi that's bigger than his innie.
Oh, that's hurtful because it's true. The spring break, you got spring break guesting?
Yeah.
Or kind spring of. Training.
Spring training.
Oh, okay.
They're sports guys from, they work sports radio in California.
Oh, nice. So they're
They're my friends, unless everybody just calls me when they want to stay the night. I don't know.
They're sleeping. So you're basically just their ticket so that their station doesn't have to pay for hotel rooms.
Probably.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That, or they're getting money for a hotel room and then they're like, hey, can we just stay with you?
Lip, you're not doing anything for St. Patrick's Day. You got to work on Friday.
Probably not.
You're going to drink anyway, though.
I'll probably have a couple quarts or whatever.
Couple of
while
quarts,
he's working.
Couple of quarts of beer is what he just said. Quarts. Not bottles. Quarts.
Yeah. He doesn't know measurements. Though,
no.
So.
You do realize
a quart is like this big, right?
That's a shot.
Oh, well, I got like six of those at the house.
That adds up to a quart of beer. I won't be doing anything. I'm old. I'm fat.
Of course not. You'll probably be getting pinched by Lady K.
I wish somebody would come and pinch me because I ain't wearing green.
Lady K pinch you?
Yeah, Lady K could pinch me.
Your light switch.
All right, folks. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all you plastic patties out there.
Including you.
I'm not a plastic patty. I don't celebrate Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't celebrate it. I don't think I've ever celebrated it. I don't know.
What did I?
I never. Like,
what part of America was affected by Ireland?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I want to Google it.
Neither do I.
I feel like everybody says they're Irish.
Well, I got
damn
some
plastic
right in
patties.
My facial hair.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You don't have any Irish in you.
I have
you,
red, I said. I don't know.
Red hair? Irish.
Yeah.
Lip. You do not have red hair in your beard, bro.
Yeah.
Or do you see any red hair?
Well, no. You can't tell right now because it's short and there's not enough light shining on it.
Ginger beard?
Yeah.
You may not have red hair, but you should be brown because you are full of it.
Full of what?
Lip, I have known you since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. There is no way in hell that you have red hair in your beard.
All right, I'm gonna grow it out. You'll see it.
You've grown your beard out before.
In the sunlight. You have to be in the sunlight.
In the sunlight. We do the show at night.
Well, I'll send you a picture.
All right, please send me a picture. Well,
but it might be my balls.
Lip made it funny.
Yeah, he did. I'm gonna go ahead and transition out of that. Well, in a couple of weeks, it's Philippius's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And
we won't be doing a show on my birthday either.
We will.
We had a scheduled for, but we got it moved.
We did?
Yeah.
How come nobody told me?
Oh,
by the way, show's moved.
We told you this like 3 weeks ago.
We did?
Before, like a month. How long ago was it?
Your birthday falls on a Thursday?
Yes.
Nobody told me anything?
Yeah.
It would be good for me to know.
That we moved the show? We're doing a double show.
We're doing
that
a
week.
Double?
Yeah. Oh, a Monday.
That's right.
Week of March.
Yeah, we're taking over Full Court Press Radio last week of March.
So people get to listen to us like twice in 1 week.
I mean, it's double Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to hear us take over because Ryan Scott and Daniel Taylor took over Fat Guy Radio Show when I was on my deathbed and I died like three times.
I thought it was five times.
No, it was three. Those other two were just mild cardiac infarctions.
Oh, because you farted, huh?
Yeah.
Is one of them dying?
No.
Oh.
Their careers maybe, but not. I'm sorry. What happened?
That's a low blow right
there. That's a low blow right there. Well, it's our birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. I love this. Happy birthday. Here comes the dance. To you. Boom! It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
What is that from? I've never heard of it before.
I don't know.
We stole it from somewhere.
Lip, quickly, do you have any plans for your barf day?
You know, it's kind of a hard one this year.
Uh-huh.
Not that it is any other year, but...
What year? Well, how old
are you going to be 35 this year?
Yeah. 36.
Nuts on the ground.
Well, so I got a niece that has a birthday the day before my birthday.
Oh, man. See, family is always messing around.
I have a niece that has a birthday 2 days after my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then the Sunday before my birthday is Easter.
So they're going to forget.
So I got like all this stuff just piling up around my birthday, and it's like...
They're going to forget about you.
I don't care.
They're not going to care.
They forgot about me like 6 years ago.
My wife's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, your wife's birthday was yesterday?
Yes.
Well, you know, that there, Lip, I know we got to go to break, but that there warrants a happy birthday song one more time for Lady O.
And she turned the big...
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
She always
don't
goes,
do
no,
it.
No, I'm going to do it because she always tells people not to do it. Like, I'm
don't
always like,
do it.
Don't tell people my age. And she always does.
Okay, if you're going to do it, then the last thing that we want to do is spotlight this and give you a timpani.
Okay.
Oh, crap. There we go. There we go. We don't want to give you a timpani.
I won't do it, but I'll just say it rhymes with dirty. There's got to be plenty of ages that rhyme with that, right?
No. It's 30.
Oh, maybe. I'm not saying.
I'm sad that your wife is younger than me. Oh, I'm not even going to talk about how old I'm going to be. Let's just say that I've got gray hairs in places that shouldn't have gray hairs.
Birthdays are fun. I say we talk about more birthdays.
All right. We talk about birthdays on the other side of this break because I don't really care. But birthdays, and then there's a couple of movies that are coming out. And then also homework. I'm going to try to get to that. We got a fat show for you folks. So stick around. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, folks, we tell you about it all the time, that Amazon is one of the best ways to support this show. Look, I'm not even going to get to the script. I'm going to speak to you from the heart, America. This in the world, this is what I'm, well, only America, because America sales only count. No offense to all of you in England and Rick and Paul listeners. Listen, Amazon is the number one way. We look at statistics all the time. I am a marketing statistics fool. I look at them all the time. I look at the insights of everything, the back end operations of the show. And one thing that I get from a report from Amazon is how many people across this country shop Amazon. And it is millions of you. What we need is just a fraction of those people to use the link at fatguyradioshow.com to shop Amazon. Look, it's not going to cost you any more. We don't know who you are and what you bought and where and why you bought it. So I don't care if you buy your sex toys and your sex lube and your anal lube through Amazon, or if you buy your pencils and your pens, or if you go on and you sell all your college books back to Amazon, because college is coming up too. Summer is approaching. Hell, it already feels like it here in the studio. What we need you to do, because it keeps the lights on. Literally, not even kidding. It keeps the lights on. Amazon is our number one bread and butter. When you shop through Amazon, you go through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You don't even see the site. You don't see anything related to the site. You just go right to Amazon. But what there's a little code in the background that runs and lets Amazon know that, hey, we referred you. And then whatever you buy, if you spend $100, we probably get like 2 cents of that. So we need about 1,000 people to spend $100 because that 2 cents adds up. That's the way we keep this operating. If you listen to any other internet radio show or podcast, Amazon stands behind all of them, but they depend on you, our listeners, utilizing our links. They're everywhere. You can't miss it. And if you don't want to go to fatguyradioshow.com, you can go to afterthelevels.com. All that goes into the big BDB radio network bucket that keeps Fat Guy Radio Show running, keeps Full Court Press Radio running. This is my big spiel. We're getting ready to head into the summer, and the summer is a time that normally sales slow down. We need you guys to kick it up for us, and we need you right now. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome back.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the show. Who just shouted us out on Twitter? I just saw somebody pop up early. Who was that?
It was
PJ16.
PJ.
Is he out there again? What's up, PJ? What's good with you, man? Yeah, it was PJ. What up, man? Thank you so much for listening off the Twitter. You can live tweet us as well.
I think you forgot we were, sorry. I think you forgot we were on a Wednesday today.
Oh, yeah, we did switch it up on you. Sorry about that, but don't worry about it. Whatever you miss at the opening of the show, PJ, you can catch on our Vimeo page, Vimeo.com/FatGuyRadioShow. All the shows are always there. Lots of plugs. But back to birthdays.
Back to birthdays.
Orly just got divorced by releasing how old his wife is.
She doesn't listen to the show.
She's going
to
kick your ass. And, you know, it would be really horrible for me to cut that up and just send it to her.
Yeah.
But I'm not that type of person.
No. We did birthday. But we celebrated Saturday.
Yeah. My birthday is April 16th. I have no clue what I'm going to do. But one thing that we've never really deciphered on the show is when our good boy Orly's birthday is.
Ooh,
Orly, when is your birthday, buddy?
My birthday is on a very sad day.
Do you need some sad day?
Yeah, give me some sad music some sad so I can announce this.
All right, well, before we go to the sad day music, let's church, everybody. Just haven't hit that button in a while. Just felt like I wanted to hit it. All right, Orly?
My birthday is on, get a pen. Just kidding.
Wait, let me guess. Can I take a guess?
Can I give you a hint? I'm going to say my birthday. You could say you'll never forget.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to guess that it is like 3/13, like on the 13th or like a Friday the 13th.
That's not sad. No.
That's not a sad day?
Yeah, buzzer. Oh, no, it'll mess up my other. Okay.
No, Orly, we got technology here, baby. Is it a... Oh, God, is it Christmas?
No.
All right.
I'm not Jesus.
No, you're not Jesus? Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. I may be Jesus.
He stepped on it. I'll do it again. There we go. Are you a New Year's baby?
Nope.
Oh, I know what you are.
What am I?
You're April Fool's baby.
Oh, dude. Oh, wait. Oh, I got it. I got it. You're a leap year baby.
I'm not.
You're not a leap year baby?
My buddy is, though, and I always say, how old are you now? He's like 6.
In dog years. Am I right, ladies? I think Lady K has a guest on the Twitter, but let's see. Okay, Orly, when is your birthday with the sad music?
My birthday is on 9/11.
Oh, wow.
But it's my, I always tell people.
Is it really?
Yeah, I always tell people it's my birthday because they're like, oh. And I'm like, no, oh, my birthday was here first.
So
yeah,
when you were.
I wasn't born on the.
I know.
2001.
So,
but.
So in 2001, you're sitting there and it's like, yay, everybody's partying. Ah, happy birthday, Orly. Happy birthday. Oh, crap. This isn't right.
Yeah.
This isn't. Oh, man. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, no. Sad.
Dude, that warrants the lonely, sad music.
Yeah. My dad actually woke me up and was like, hey, they're like bombing some buildings or something. And I'm kind of like. In my head, I didn't know how bad. I mean, I don't think a lot of people knew how bad it was if they weren't watching.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to a concert that week. And he's like, they're canceling stuff and stuff's closed. And I'm like, are they going to cancel my concert? Not knowing a ton of people died. I'm like worried about a concert. But
wow. Anyways. Lady K guessed 9/11.
Did she?
Yeah.
Good
she
job,
totally
Lady
did
K.
Off the Twitter there.
That's my birthday.
That's got to suck.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, before 2001, I'm sure it was great.
Yeah, it was magnificent. But now, every time you celebrate your birthday,
there's moments of silence.
It's synonymous. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Orly's turning 7 years old today. Let's have a moment of silence for our fallen. That's got to suck. Orly, stop blowing out your candles. We have to have a moment of silence. I'm sorry, dude. That's a really.
What
bad.
If I get it changed? You know, you get your name changed. Can I get my birthday officially changed?
I don't think that's possible. Unless you find Jesus and you're born again. That's the third time today.
I should have started saying September 10th.
No, celebrate it on September 11th.
All right.
No one can say that they forgot your birthday.
I know. Never. That's why I said never forget. Because you don't see those posts.
Yeah, and no one can ever forget my birthday because it's the day after tax season.
Everybody wants to forget your birthday.
So when I was born in 1876, April 16th, 1876, my dad's taxes were ruined.
Dang, that's messed up.
It's really horrible. I'm sorry about your birthday being on September 11th.
I was almost April Fool's, baby.
Yeah, you were surprised though.
Maybe.
No, you were planned.
My mom farted and I came out.
Oh, that's not. She was like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach. Oh, I just feel. Oh, it's a baby.
She thought it was the frijoles.
She thought it was
it was avocado.
What the horror. I don't know my stomach. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, the baby. Oh, it's a. Oh, I know Spears is the baby.
That was funny.
I know.
Let's just keep doing that. Go again.
Yeah, let's just keep going with the fart jokes because Orly comes to Studio G for me to make a
laugh. I can make some real farts.
No, please don't. Please don't. Transition here again. I want to get to this because I posted this article up on After the Levels, and it's my blog, afterthelevels.com, a blog by Corey Blaze. Orly, let me ask you this, man.
Ask away.
When you were in school, do you remember getting assigned homework?
Yeah, all the time.
Of course.
And
I never
that's
did
why
it.
I dropped out.
I never did it.
You did not drop out. Lip, homework for you too?
Of course.
Was it not the bane of our existence when we were kids?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sitting in your damn class looking at you all day for 6 hours doing work, and then you go send my ass home with more work? This is some messed up crap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, a new study has come out that says that homework is now making our kids miserable.
It probably is. It made me miserable before.
I remember being miserable as well. And it's an actual study. It says why the classroom staple is a colossal waste of time. Research suggests it offers little to no benefit to elementary school students. Now parents are taking a stand. You can read this entire article up. And I mean, it was conducted by the leading U.S. researcher at Harris Cooper of Duke University. So this study, this research has got a little weight to it. Got some guff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because homework, think about it. I used to struggle. My parents used to beat the hell out of me to do my homework. I get bust all upside the skull to get homework done. I hated doing it. I hated school. I hated, I did not want somebody to learn me. I wanted to learn on my own. And I got the education. I spoke good English.
I think it's kind of true because if my teachers never gave me homework,
right?
Would I be in this chair right now? Probably, never mind.
Well, probably because you know how many uneducated idiots are in Maria right now.
I know. I was just trying to make it sound cool.
No, dude, I hated homework. All the time.
No, you want to hear something crazy?
Yes, please.
True story. My son, there was this little booth set up in the mall, and they were like a little, it was like preschool. You know, he's 2 years old, and they were like, oh, he could come to the school, blah, blah, blah. It's only, she's like, it's 2 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And then the other days, the other four, or the other, I can't even add. Look at that.
That's fine. There's there's 12 days in Orly's week. 12
the
days.
The other 3 days that they don't go to school.
A 12-day Orly week.
She's like, we send home homework for the rest of the 3 days. He's 2 years old.
Okay, see, this is why I wanted to bring this up, because you got babies. Now, they're not school age, but eventually they will be school age. This is one of the excerpts from the article on After the Levels. Liz Onstad of Portland, Oregon, is the mother of a 10-year-old daughter who had no problems with homework until fourth grade. Even though Onstad created a dedicated homework space in her home where she would be available to help her daughter get her homework done, the tedious of assignments led to resistance and fights. It turns out, this is a quote from Onstad, it turns out much of this year's homework is really stupid. As the year had progressed, I've only seen increased frustration in my child, and I haven't seen any value of the homework. The mental health of my child and the sanity of my household is more important to me than doing the work for homework's sake. She partly blames her daughter's ready for retirement teacher, who says that it pretty much checks out. This is just what we've always done, is what the teacher has said. And she is a former high school performing student who attended a respectable four-year college, so she understands the value of homework later in the years. But for young kids, they're restless. They don't want to sit down. And I can't imagine forcing a kid to do the homework. And if it's disrupting your home, exactly, your house, that's a problem.
That is. I think they should, honestly, they should not send homework. And not, I mean, they should give you work in class.
Right.
Go home, be with your family. That should be a time for homework. That should be time to, and then when they're back tomorrow, then teach them. Because I feel when you go home, you either ask for help, you don't do it, and then it's causing kids to fail class.
Or you just cheat.
Which just makes things worse. You know what I mean? Like, right, if you go to, then you're really going to hate school because you're not good at it. You're going to think you're not good at it. So if anything, give them work during the day. If you don't finish, take it home and do it for homework, but don't be like, okay, it's time to go home. Here's a whole nother pile of work to do.
And that was another thing that the study has pointed out, is that it takes away from family time. And family time with a balance of home, with the balance of school, work, family time is the most important thing. And I mean, I know you've got young kids, but there's going to become a time where they're going to be away at school. Your wife's going to be away at work. You're going to be here in the studio staring at me, waiting for me to make you laugh. And then when you get home, those 3 to 4 hours that you're all going to be under one roof is going to be very valuable. Imagine having to sacrifice 2.5 hours of that 4 hour block of time to making your child sit down and do homework. Yeah. And then having to deal with the fact that he doesn't want to do it.
Exactly. And then it's going to cause me to be yelling or him to be mad. And right, just, so the 2 hours, 3 hours you have together is going to be fighting,
right,
or something.
Which you could be, and the study says you could be using that. It points out that non-English speaking parents struggle with this. Working single parents struggle with having to have their child do homework. And it's all of the resistance from the child, because a child's attention span is only so long. Lady K off the Twitter, she says, as a single mom, the homework thing is horrible.
Yeah. And then some, like you said, like the non-English speaker, stuff like that. If they don't know how to, or like homework's so different these days.
Yeah.
If I can't help my kid with the homework, it's going to, and I mean, you got to admit, I know when I was in school, sometimes you're scared to ask the teacher, even though that's what they're there for. You don't want to sound like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then before you know it, you get further and further behind. And then it just carries on every year. You know what I mean?
It's almost like an archaic form of education. And we're always talking about how our education in this country is lackluster compared to other countries. I'd be interested to know what China's homework is. Does China send their kids home? I know that China goes to school 6 days a week, so they probably don't send their kids home for homework.
And they're smarter than us.
And I want to get a kid's perspective on this, if we can. I'm going to call AJ, my little boy, who is also the host of Little Fellow Radio. We're going to do a little ghetto radio.
Hello,
AJ.
Hi.
Hi, baby boy. How are you? You're on the show.
Oh, hello.
This is AJ, everybody. If you listen to Little Fellow Radio, which is during the summer, which will be joining us back for season 4 within the next couple of months here as the school year wraps up. AJ, we're talking about homework, buddy. How do you feel about homework assigned? Even though you're a freshman in high school now, do you feel homework is very beneficial to you?
No, I think the only beneficial part of homework is math.
It's just the math part?
Yeah, math would be the best one out of all of them.
Now, when you were a little kid, you didn't really struggle hard with doing homework because it was simple. But did you feel like it took away from, like, you know, your playtime and family time and everything else?
Yes.
So there's really not any benefits to it.
No, it really just prevents you from doing anything you want to do, because homework is something that the teachers give you. They say it's supposed to help you learn better, but when you're trying to learn something, you have the teacher there to teach it to you instead of giving you a paper and saying struggle and try to figure it out.
So how do you feel when you bring homework home and your parents don't know how to help you? Do you feel like you even learn anything when you can't figure it out? Neither can your parents.
Yeah. I mean, the way schools are now, parents know absolutely nothing of what their kids are learning in school, because it's changed drastically.
So have you ever like did homework and then said like, man, if I didn't do that homework, I would never have learned this. Not really. You know what I mean? You're not learning anything really new at home. You're just getting more of what you already know.
Did you hear Orly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to learning something you never really knew, it would have to be for stuff like history. Well, only history, because with history, you actually have to study it and learn about it, depending on what your homework assignment is.
So I'm trying to understand, because when I was a little guy, when I was a little fella.
You were never little.
I was never little. When I was in elementary school, thank you, Orly. When I was in elementary school, I remember like homework assignments that were just an extension of what we did in the class. But that makes no sense, because then if the teacher isn't there, you're really not learning it from it. So little fella, what we found is that we found a study that says that it's really not beneficial, and there's a lot of parents now, elementary schools, not high school, which you're in high school, so this is only for elementary schools, where it really didn't benefit the students, and it was more of a frustration because kids that don't want to sit down for a long period of time that have been sitting at school all day, they want to get home and they want to play. So when you think back to when you were younger, was that like how you felt about it?
Oh yeah, totally. I still think about that. I still feel like that now.
Well, yeah, but except you don't want to go outside and play. You want to sit there and Google search and build an airplane and design the next atom bomb.
Yeah.
All right. So plug your show. We're up on a break. Plug your show. Where can people hear your show?
Little Fella Radio.
All right. Very good. All right, baby boy. I love you. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Bye. There is a little spider crawling across my computer right now, and I almost screamed, but I didn't. Lady K off the Twitter says, it's supposed to be practice, but the fact that it affects grades forces you to deal with all of the fallout. It's very...
How about, like, let's say you were, like, not that great at math, and the teacher's like, you know what, your grade, you have a C in math or a D in math.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm going to send you home with a little bit more math homework. Like maybe
to practice more?
Yeah, you know what I mean? For the kids that struggle, I could see that. Like, why do you have homework? So your kid, and they're like, oh, you know, like, I'm not really understanding this, but he helped me today, and he wants to see if I can do this on my own. And then check with the kid. Don't just collect it. Maybe work with him and be like, oh, looks like you
okay,
are
so
kind
that's,
of, you know what I mean?
That's more of a project to me, yeah. Not just assigning homework just to assign homework. I thought it was a very interesting article, and it dives into it. And folks, all the links are up there. So check it out if you want. I think it'd be beneficial, especially if you've got young kids and you're struggling.
Grades could skyrocket because kids aren't going to want homework, so they're going to learn in class.
And that's part of the study, too. They said that grades did go up to kids that weren't assigned homework.
There you go.
It's a change in age, folks. We never know. I mean, we got to be adjusting, and we got to go with the times, and kids learn differently now. Besides, I can tell you right now that you know, if I was a kid these days, I'd be Googling all the answers, so I'd never learn anything. I would just go ahead and knock it out and get it, you know, get it right out of the bat. PJ says, nowadays, my kids have to pass tests to get to the next grade, and they're in third and fourth.
Jeez.
So maybe it doesn't, I'd be interested, PJ, I'd be interested to know if that is because, you know, do they have to do homework in order to prepare for those tests?
I'd be in third grade for like,
I never graduated.
5 years.
I never graduated to third grade. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, there is a really cool way to enjoy the show. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you that listen to the show on your iOS device. A lot of Apple users, according to the metrics, as I speak more business lingo. And on your iOS device, available in the Apple Store, is an app called Stitcher Radio. Look, even if you use iTunes, download Stitcher Radio and just go ahead and subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show and give us a thumbs up. In the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio. I don't care if you go back and listen to the show ever again. Just go and do that because Stitcher Radio loves to hear from our audience. So it's a great way to enjoy when you can't, like, you're not attached to Wi-Fi and you can't sync your iTunes. Stitcher Radio is an alternative to that, where it will stream right to your phone using your 4G or your LTE network. It's really easy. So Stitcher Radio, if you want to find out more about it or you want to get the app, you can even do it when you're at work. If you can't use your phone, Go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/StitcherRadio. It'll take you right to our page and you can play the show right there. So Stitcher Radio is an easy way, better way to, well, hell, radio. And then if you do register your app, enter promo code FatGuyRadio. It's just another way that we power the show. That spider is back.
And you can even do Bluetooth through, like, I listen to the show sometimes on the way here.
Yes.
Like through Bluetooth through the
stereo. All right, cover me. Speakers. I've got to kill this spider. It's driving me crazy. Or
should we give you commentary?
Yes, please.
All right, here he goes.
Corey's getting up and
he's getting
out
up.
Of the studio right now.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to go get Raid or are you going to get a fly swatter?
I think he's
said
get
a fly swatter.
A fly swatter. I don't think the studio has Raid.
Now, where's the spider?
He's probably getting like a napkin. I don't know. I think it's a little red one. I think I've seen it running around.
Here he poisonous. Comes. He's got
I
some
got, like a tissue. Tissue or something. It's a little red spider and it's freaking me out.
Do we have an exterminator?
I don't know if we have an exterminator or not.
I'm going to report it. I'm going to put in a suggestion.
It's crawling
box.
All over my.
It's back here.
You see him?
Yep.
Oh, he just went into the. We're chasing the spider. Where'd he go?
He's back. I don't know. He's underneath the battery. He went in the battery. He's going to get fried right now.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead now. He's in the battery compartment of this really hot laptop.
Yeah, I'll see him fly out right now.
Okay, when you see him, you got. Oh, there he is. He's on the keys. You son of a monkey. I got him. Ah! And he's. Oh, he's still alive. He's indestructible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got him. He's
dead.
Is
that Spider-Man right
there? You said little. He looks big.
No, this is a little spider. Or maybe this was his brother. Maybe the mom's in there somewhere.
Oh, shoot, there's five of them. Watch
out. Oh, crap. No. All right. No, he's dead. He's dead now. All right. Sorry. All right. Back
son
to
of
the,
a gun.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a little reset music here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for that chime in. Orly, real quick.
Yep.
Last week, we failed to mention this, but we lost First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Oh, we did. I forgot.
Wow. Yeah, we lost Nancy Reagan, and the Reagan administration was a very poignant point in the presidential history of this country.
Is that
you don't know who Ronald Reagan is?
I know who Ronald Reagan is.
Nancy Reagan was his wife. First Lady Nancy Reagan. She pretty
one of the
much
coolest first ladies ever.
She really was. Well, I was perusing the internet, and I know last week, you know, PJ was all in an uproar and, you know, his boxer briefs were all rolled up and he was mad. And a lot of people were tweeting me about, oh, my God, Corey just railed on the fact that there are naked women on the internet. So I'm here to hopefully reset everyone's thoughts. I was perusing the internet and I found someone that everyone has seen, but for some reason she caught my eye.
Nancy Ooh. Reagan.
It was not Nancy Reagan. She was dust. Sorry. Please send your complaints to Little D. No, she caught my eye because I just saw this woman and I'm like, I've never noticed her the way that I noticed her before. But she's just absolutely gorgeous inside and out. And she's not perfect. She ain't got the perfect set of tatas.
I was barely going to say, are you talking about your mom? And then we went that
She doesn't have the perfect set of tatas. She doesn't. She's not, you know, she's not Nicole Richie skinny. You know what I mean? She's not. She wouldn't be considered Jennifer Lopez built or anything like that. She's just really a really good woman. So I saw her in a video.
I got all these things running through my mind. I'm like imagining all these ladies I'm trying to think you're talking about.
You'll be surprised who it is. And I'm sure that everybody else will be like, duh, Corey. I've never really noticed it. And she's going away in December. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about our first lady, Michelle Obama.
Mm.
So I was watching this. I was watching this video of Michelle Obama visiting kids in a Washington, D.C. school. And she wasn't really stage pretty. And I know she has handlers. I know she has people that help her dress and everything. She wasn't really stage pretty and she wasn't camera ready, but she just looked like a regular, normal, everyday woman in a sweater shirt or a sweater top or what looks like a sweater top and sweats. And she was going to these DC schools, just going around and congratulating and surprising these kids that were doing natural food, like they were growing their own vegetables and stuff. And she was going around and visiting. And I just watched this little 4.5 minute video. And I'm like,
you fell in
son
love?
Of a, not in love, just son of a monkey. This is a, Michelle Obama is a good looking woman.
Okay, can I ask you this?
Yes.
Does it turn you off the fact that she's talking about healthy food?
No, because I was able to see past that as I watched as her hair just flow perfectly in the breeze.
Is that natural?
It was beautiful.
Did you have fantasies? Were you thinking like, ooh, I would love to have my arms around
No,
her.
I did not.
And then she'll whisper in your ear, put down that gluten. If she makes you drop the gluten, then you drop her, right?
No, because I need all my gluten.
Even though they stole it from me at the MacFest.
You tell her, hands off my gluten.
Hands off my gluten, Obama. I just noticed that she just looked amazing. Yeah. I know she's been, and I mean, yeah, she's got a little bit of the lazy eye in some pictures, you know, like she's like one of those eyes just, you know, her pupil, one pupil looks a little bigger than the other. You know, I understand that, but she just looks so down to earth. She looks so genuine for the 8 years that she's been in the spotlight, dude. She hasn't changed. And I know that's politics, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's how I feel about everything, but am I wrong? Am I out on a limb?
Yeah, you're wrong. I think she's absolutely horrific. No, she's not horrific. She's not horrific, but she's not, I don't know.
She's not all that.
She's not model material.
But what's the standard of model material, though? What we see Kim Kardashian look like?
No, nah, she ain't model material no more either.
No, but Michelle Obama, it's the beauty inside and out.
Yeah.
That's what is so great about her. What are you, Orly, what's your argument, man? Give me something.
No, I'm thinking she reminds me of somebody with a lazy eye, but I can't think of his name.
His name?
Yeah.
A dude?
Yeah. Wow. No. What's his name?
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Wow.
She has Forrest Whitaker eye.
That's cold blood right there.
I can't. You know,
some people give the evil eyes. She gives the Forrest Whitaker eye.
All right. You fixed me. Forrest Whitaker.
Now, every time you see her, you're going to think of that.
That's all I'm going to think about now. Good Lord. Oh, man. I still think she's gorgeous. With her Forrest Whitaker eye. Hey, Orly, look, you made me laugh. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. On the other side of this break, folks, it's trailer talk. And Orly and his twins. Oh, boy. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't know who you are. I do know what you want. If you're looking for e-cigs, I can tell you about Halo Cigs. Cigs for everyone. Cigs with all flavors. E-cigs that make dreams come true for people like you. But when you buy from Halo through the link on our page in the month of March, Corey will call you and he will thank you. But if you don't, he will look for you. He will find you, and he will remind you.
For the month of March, send proof of purchase for your Halo 6 order through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 and receive a personal thank you call from me, Corey Blaze, my way of thanking you for supporting our fine sponsor, Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there's some Journey for Lady K. And Lady K, yes, you were still on the list to call.
Is she a Journey fan?
She loves Journey.
Because I have a Journey side note.
What's a
My
Journey
parents
side
went
note?
To high school with Steve Perry.
Shut the front and, door.
Yeah, true story. And I have a yearbook. I have my dad's yearbook. And I wouldn't say it's signed. Like, it wasn't like, here's my autograph. It's signed by him because he was still, like, before he was famous.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote in my, and he wrote, like, a little, I forget what it says, but he also wrote something in my dad's yearbook, too.
That's pretty cool.
I have to bring it in. Maybe I'll bring it next week if I remember. I have it, actually.
Yeah, Journey contact there. Yeah, Lady K loves it when Lip plays some Journey. And how about a little bit of Gavin DeGraw on the breaks there, Lip? You're heavy on the Journey.
I can't find it.
Light on the
for
Gavin.
For some reason.
What are you talking about? I own every CD he's ever made.
CD?
CD!
How much does it play that on
Compact
the show?
Compact disc!
Can't play
Just
that on
Just don't
the
play,
show.
Don't play, don't, or what is it? Stop Believing, or what is it?
Yeah, don't play that.
Because
don't.
That's a Giants theme song, and being a huge Dodgers fan, anytime you hear that.
No, that
that's
also
a different reason for Corey.
Yeah, the different reason for that is that that song is synonymous for one of my favorite shows going off the air, Big O and Dukes.
Oh.
Because they went off the air to that song in Phoenix when they were on 101.5 here in Phoenix. And so I never, that is one song that is banned from the airways of Fat Guy Radio
good.
Show. We will, you will never hear that song, I promise you. All right, folks, it's time for the segment that is sweeping the nations. And this is a really good one because Orly reached all the way into the pits of the internet to find this one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we review the trailers because they're free and the movies haven't come out yet. This week's trailer review.
I like this shot. We should all smile so I could use this as a like right. my Twitter background. Ready?
One, two, three. All right, okay. So this week's trailer is
screenshot that later.
Sausage Party.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll have this up on Facebook, but it's an animation. I watched this. Orly, take it away. What did you think about Sausage Party?
It's NSFW, or how do you...
Not safe for work.
Yeah,
so,
not safe for a lot of places.
Yeah, not safe for church either.
First off, I came across it and somebody had posted it and said something.
It's a real movie.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's the first thing I said. It's a real movie, but it started to play and it said... Don't take your kids to see this. And I'm like, oh, cartoon. So
because
like,
it was a cartoon.
Yeah, and it starts off like, I mean, it's a great looking animation, like Toy Story or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off just like a normal cartoon, like this lady's in a grocery store and it's all calm and, you know, and then there's like a little, I don't know, it says something. I think like, oh, the only thing food wants is to go home with you. And it's like little nice music. And then it just gets twisted as ever. With a potato starts to get shredded by a potato shredder.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he starts screaming and these other
F-bombs
of food just start screaming and cussing. And from there, it just gets bizarre. Horrible.
It goes into a place that I didn't anticipate it to go.
Oh, yeah. It's,
Lip, did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it.
What was your take?
Yeah, I was the same page as Orly. You know, it opens up, seems like it's going to be a kid movie. You know, no cussing. It's just yada yada, you know, cartoon stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then it starts getting peeled. That's when it flips.
And I don't know if it's like disturbing. I mean, it's a combination of funny, disturbing, scary. It's like so many things. That's crazy looking.
But also it's the same creators or whatever of like Superbad and Pineapple Express.
Yeah, it's got Seth Rogen one of the voices in it. Who are some of the other actors?
Down. Kristen Wiig, which is in Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Jonah Hill, which is a Superbad. James Franco, which was in Pineapple Express, right?
Yeah, he's in, I think, a lot of movies with the other guy.
Who else? Oh, Michael Cera, which was in Superbad.
Yeah, Michael Cera. He's
Danny
a really
McBride,
skinny guy
which
with
was
a big
in
head.
Eastbound and Down, which is an awesome show. If you never watched it,
yeah.
Craig Robinson, the dude from Hot Tub Time Machine, the
black Hot Tub Time Machine,
Paul Rudd,
Time Machine,
and Paul Rudd. So these are all, and that tells you, well, Seth Rogen, he's just a big stoner. So these people were either really drunk and stoned or something when they made this.
So basically, it seems like it's a story about how food in a supermarket is really excited. Now, number one, it's very disturbing because I don't like food that has faces. That's why I couldn't go and see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I don't want my food to talk.
What about the hot dog buns?
Yeah, how come the hot dog and the hot dog buns, that dude just couldn't wait to get his wiener between her buns. What?
Well, the hot dog bun looked like a vag.
Yeah, they did. This is not for your kids, ladies and gentlemen. This is not your Pixar go-to.
No,
it's not even Pixar.
What's so creepy about it is that the food, number one, has faces and attitudes, and they talk, and they're really excited to be taken home from the grocery store.
It's like a puppy in a window.
Yes. How much is that dog in the window? Burf, burf. Here's the thing where it takes a twist. The food eventually learns that it's going to be eaten. It learns that, so they build a coalition together. There's an underground supermarket food place where food goes to learn how they're going to revolt against being eaten. They even show food being chewed up. And a potato. It's just disturbing. And I'm sorry, I'm going to go see this movie when it comes out.
Yeah, I like how they're like waving to the potato like, bye! He's like excited.
He was excited. He's like, yay! I've been selected!
house and he starts screaming bloody
like
murder.
Hunger Games.
Or did you notice the kid carrots? You know they're called, or baby carrots.
Yes.
They're like rolling off the table. She grabs them, throws them in her mouth. That's when you get that inside view from her mouth outward. And the hot dog's
weird.
Like,
weird.
They're eating children.
It is not right, but we'll have this trailer up on our Facebook page. You can watch it and enjoy it. And that has been this week's Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Just real quick before we get out of here, we're up at the end of the show. Congratulations to GCU basketball, men's basketball. They brought home the first round win in the College Insider Tournament with CBS Sports. I am so proud of my boys down there in the Central Phoenix doing it and doing it big.
Congrats.
Coach Dan Marley, former player for the Phoenix Suns, also in the Ring of Honor. Those boys are electric and it is so big. They will be back in round two tomorrow night at GCU. And here's the thing. It's a nationwide televised game. Awesome. On CBS Sports. So if you have the CBS Sports Network, you can see my boys down at GCU playing, and wish them all the best of luck. But congratulations. They brought home a great honor to the state. Grand Canyon University men's basketball team under the tutelage of Coach Dan Marley.
Congrats.
Yes, congrats to those guys.
Can I get a little congrats to Fresno State, my old hometown?
Yeah, what's Fresno State dropping?
They made the NCAA tournament.
Hey, Fresno!
Since the first time since like in 16 years, I think.
Really?
So yeah, they're a big college, but a small school in California. You know, they're not the UCLA, they're not the
right.
You know what I mean, San Diego State, but they made it and they're gonna play Utah. So okay. They play tomorrow also.
Nice. So you guys can have you have to do that pitcher in pitcher that so many TVs.
I'm sure they're different times, but yeah, definitely pitcher GCU. Gotta support them because we're close to here.
And, our hometown here, and you know my affinity for GCU. I've got one of their terrible towels in our background here. GCU 16, 2016. So really excited for their season, and congratulations to Fresno as well. Shout out to those guys out there. Real quick, we got to get to this. We'll have to have this link posted to our Facebook page, but Orly found the most weirdest set of twins that I have ever seen in my life. These twins are identical. Go Wildcats. What the Wildcats do from PJ. These identical twins share everything. Are you a twin, Orly?
I am not a twin.
Are you a twin, Philippius?
No.
Thank God.
Are you a twin?
Yes, I am.
Your boobies are twins.
My boobies are twin.
They look like your butt cheeks.
Even though one hangs lower than the other. Identical twins, Anna and Lucy DeCinque? DeCinque?
Something like that.
Something like that. 30 years old, appeared on an episode, special episode of Australian talk show, The Insight, to discuss how identical they really are. They are so identical, they actually share a boyfriend.
Wow.
They have spent in excess of, where's the amount here? They have spent in excess of $250,000 to look like each other.
That's weird because you're twins. Why would you?
Well, because twins grow up and one maybe had a burger and the other one had a salad and she got a little chubbo fat.
True.
They're not. They look ridiculous and they look freaky. When you look at them, they don't even look real. We'll have this article
like Barbie dolls.
They're almost like Barbie dolls. Their boobs are fake. Their cheekbones look fake. One is obviously, you know, when you got twins, one is always the ugly twin.
Exactly. Do they have Forrest Whitaker eye?
They do not have Forrest Whitaker eye because they probably, in that $250,000, that the $250,000 that they spent, they probably had the Forrest Whitaker.
You think when they told their boyfriend that they needed to share him, he was like so disappointed?
Who is this guy?
This guy has
got the best of both worlds, right? Last week I was bashing women. This week I'm all in them. What?
Yeah, right. he ain't lucky.
How lucky? They do everything together. So if they're sharing the same boyfriend, he's literally, throwing them stones to both of them at the same time.
But then you got to think about when they have their monthly you know, visits.
They probably hit it at the same time. Even in this article, one of the little dumb bitches said, I mean, one of the twins said that if one of them gets pregnant, the other one has to get pregnant, even if they have to use artificial insemination turkey baster right up in there to make sure she's pregnant, because they always have to look alike. This is a sickness. That's this weird. Ain't wow. Right. This is unholy.
So just think if it was an accident and he's like,
oh,
you're
man.
Pregnant. And she's like, oh yeah, by the way, you got to get her pregnant too.
Yeah. So, but what dude is going to say, oh hell damn. No, they're going to say, all right, I'm all in. Let's try it. Let's get it done.
Wow.
And then what if their babies come out ugly?
Ooh.
Cause you know, pretty,
come out different.
Pretty people have ugly babies. Ugly people have pretty babies. That's just the way that
you said they're ugly, so they're going to have pretty babies.
Oh, they're going to have some pretty babies. This is sick, dude. I don't know where the hell I'm surprised Esquire even posted this story.
Yeah.
This is some sick S right here. These ladies have taken the twindom way too far. I understand twins. I mean, me and Little D are twins.
Yeah, right.
Identical.
We are identical twins.
Down to the T.
Down to the T, even though when we stand next to each other, close enough, we we look like the number 10. This is sick. Check out the article and gross yourself out. Leave your comments on our Facebook page as well. All right, we got to get the hell out of here. We didn't get to Bitch of the Week, unfortunately. Man, we pushed that back two times. And Orly went from a sink to a refrigerator.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
All right, sorry, it's the end of the show, man. We didn't get to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be waiting a couple more weeks before they come fix it, so I could actually probably talk about it next week.
So you have no refrigerator right now?
No water coming out of my refrigerator, but I have a baby that I need to make bottles for, so...
So do you have water coming out of your sink?
No, I have to buy a bottle, yeah, but it's not filtered.
So, such a posh life. I thought I was bougie. I think we just found a new level to the onion that is Orly.
Yeah.
You bougie. I don't have water coming out of my refrigerator. I need that. It's probably one of those refrigerators that have the freezer at the bottom and the refrigerator at the top. It's one of those high-end refrigerators, Maytag.
It's Samsung.
I'm on the radio, and I don't even have a Samsung refrigerator. Does it have a TV in it?
Wi-Fi.
Does it have a TV in it, too?
It's got TV. It's got AC. It's got AC.
Yeah, something.
It babysits the kids. Something.
And on a lonely night, it touches me.
You know you'd hate about it? Real quick, it beeps when you leave the door open too long, like a car door.
Oh, my mom's refrigerator does that. I want to take a baseball bat to that thing every time it does it.
I can't even sneak snacks at night.
No, because it rats you out. There's nothing worse than being told on by your refrigerator. Right, Lip?
Yeah.
Lip's bored. All right, folks, that's the end of the
Lip
show.
Lip left already.
Our apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you to Halo 6 for being the power behind today's show. Remember, if you make the switch or purchase anything from Halo 6 through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6, send us proof and I will personally call you. Yes, Lady K, I will give you a call this week. Get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send us your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or simply click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippians, and Orly.
That's me.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. And tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what it's all about, before you shout out your wife's age, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be back on Thursday next week. Right, boys?
I think so.
Unless something happens.
Somebody better tell me if it doesn't happen. All right, folks. See you at the top.
Bye-bye!
His wife's 30. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.